Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, my name is Father Greg Parent. I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Entrance antiphon, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, whom should I dread? When those who do evil draw near, they stumble and fall. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of heavy rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, while Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, crouched down to the earth, and put his head between his knees. "Climb up and look out to sea," he directed his servant, who went up and looked, but reported, "There is nothing." 7 times he said, "Go look again." And the 7th time the youth reported, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea." Elijah said, "Go and say to Ahab, harness up and leave the mountain before the rain stops you." In a trice the sky grew dark with clouds and wind, and a heavy rain fell. Ahab mounted his chariot and made for Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, who girded up his clothing and ran before Ahab as far as the approaches to Jezreel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is right to praise you in Zion, O God.
It is right to praise you in Zion, O God.
You have visited the land and watered it. Greatly have you enriched it. God's watercourses are filled. You have prepared the grain. Thus have you prepared the land, drenching its furrows, breaking up its clods, softening it with showers, blessing its yields. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your paths overflow with a rich harvest. The untilled meadows overflow with it, and rejoicing clothes the hills. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The saga continues with Elijah today. Yesterday, we heard the amazing story of Elijah competing with the prophets of Baal, offering the sacrifices to our Lord. And what's beautiful about this is what's made clear is that Elijah knows the Father. He knows how the Father works. And this stroke of brilliance is a competition in receptivity to the Father. And we see it again today, where Elijah is so poor before the Father. Can you imagine yesterday, right? Standing across from 400 prophets of Baal. And not only are the conditions not favorable, you actually take strides to make them as unfavorable as possible for fire to come and consume what's there. And now today we see that with no detectable reason whatsoever, Elijah is waiting on the Lord. And in this poverty of waiting, in this poverty of being without and being helpless, being unable to accomplish the goal, the Father meets him there. This is a really difficult thing to do. Where I'm at in my assignment at the moment, Catholic Youth Expeditions up in the Diocese of Green Bay here, our staff of college students are on silent retreat. They're on a 5-day silent retreat right now. And what a retreat is this exercise in trust in the Father. Something that we struggle with, I think, especially guys, but ladies, maybe you too, is just like, okay, Lord, like, yeah, absolutely. I totally want to be all in. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And the answer to that is, yeah, you can't actually. You just have to receive. Oh, great. Then just tell me how to do that. No. Even that I must do in you. And there's this realization that there's just this complete longing for the Lord and this complete inability to attain him on my own power. Jesus wants us to come to this realization of our need for him. Because at the end of the day, in the broad, grand scheme of things, I cannot attain heaven with him on my own. I can't do it. There's nothing that I can do that can accomplish that. I am utterly dependent upon him. And in that utter dependence, we are so vulnerable. Because if he doesn't act, then I am hopeless. But it's also in that beautiful poverty that the Lord just, like, he can't help it. His heart is just so powerfully longing for us that that poverty attracts him like a magnet. He designed it that way, of course. I know this is cheating, but I'm going to just mention a gospel that we didn't actually read today because it just reminds me so strongly of it. This really shocking scene that we see from our Lord, where he's, on the surface level, almost, not even almost, on the surface level, he's just downright cruel. This woman, this Gentile woman comes to him and she says, Lord, I want this miracle. Basically, please help me. And he says, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Whoa. Ugh, right? He called this woman a dog. He said, You're not one of the chosen people. And her response is incredible. And Jesus like freaks out about it. She says, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the master's table. And he literally, he says, I have not seen faith like this in all of Israel. He's just like, that's amazing. What was it that she happened upon there? What was the truth that her downright witty response actually just like wells up this love in the Lord? She's basically saying like, hey, I know your secret. The jig's up, man. I know you love me. I know that you came for me. And I know that I can't do it. Like, I know that I can't. You're right. I'm not one of the chosen people. There's nothing I can do about that. Right? But I know that you love me. And he goes, God darn it, you're right. Right? Like, yeah, absolutely. And it's in her poverty. It's in her utter need for him that he comes. It just brings up this image. I don't know. I'm sure many of you here have children or have been around children. Have you ever been in a room, like at a family gathering or something, when a little child, like all of a sudden you look over, you're kind of not paying attention to around, and all of a sudden there's like maybe like a watermelon being cut up on the counter, and you just see this little tiny hand grab the handle of the knife, and the little kid like, whoop. You ever been in that room? The adults all go, ah! Right? And then one like slowly but quickly approaches and like grabs it, and the kid cries and like, how could you take that away from me? All that kind of stuff. And the response of the one who loves is, you have no idea the danger that you were just in. Right? This is so much safer in my hands than in yours. And the reason the Lord calls us to that poverty is because that's the reality with our salvation. We get it in our head that we can do it ourselves, that we can figure it out and approach the Father and say, here I am, Lord. Look at what I've done with myself to be worthy of you. And he goes, you have no idea the danger that you're in when you are self-reliant. I want you to be in heaven more than you could ever possibly want that for yourselves. Your salvation is so much safer in my hands than it is in yours. So sit and wait. Be receptive. Be poor in front of me. Be vulnerable in front of me. And let me care for you. We now stand and bring our petitions before our Heavenly Father. For Pope Francis and our church leaders, that they will guide the church with fidelity and help heal the world of its afflictions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of all nations, that they will be led by the Holy Spirit in their decisions to promote peace and respect for the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those victims of extreme weather and natural disasters, that they will find peace in Christ, who calms every storm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity, to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Jan Sweer, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father, please answer these prayers according to your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, that will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Look kindly upon our service, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer may be an acceptable oblation to you, and lead us to grow in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love, his resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed unwillingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the
sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and the work of the Holy Spirit through death give life to the world, free me by this, your most holy body and blood, from all my sins, for every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments, and never let me be parted from you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The body of Christ, give me safe eternal life.
God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make an act of spiritual communion. We can do that together now. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May your healing work, O Lord, free us, we pray, from doing evil, and lead us to what is right, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
St.
Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
If you don't have that spiritual poverty, if you don't recognize how much you're lacking without Him in your life, then you're not going to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. You're saying, I've got enough on my own. I don't need you, God. But the kingdom of heaven awaits those people who recognize this and say, there is something I'm lacking. I need something. And they find it in God.
You're spot on, Josh, because, I mean, even the way we begin Mass, you know, we have the sign of the cross and the greeting, but then there's the penitential rite. I mean, until we recognize that, you know, we can't have a Savior unless, well, saved from what? I mean, I'm doing okay. Anybody here have any problems? No. Well, you're going to fit right in to the world because, you know, the world is always intent on this independence, which is not freedom, but it's kind of a spiritual slavery.
Looking for some spiritual direction? Our Catholic priests are here to help. The Inner Life with Josh Raymond, 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio.
I feel a sermon coming on.
The Reverend Know-It-All.
Come on, brain.
Father Richard Simon.
God does his best work, not in what he gives, but in what he takes away. Darn, I don't like that part of the gospel, but hey, it's there.
Father Simon says,
I'm a man who does entirely too much sazing, but if you like to listen, I like to talk.
Have a question about the faith? Give Father a call. Father Simon says,
untainted by professionalism.
1 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.